Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
December 16th, 1874. There's not a potato in Sitka. Has not been for 2 weeks, and though we could not quite starve up here, as fish and game are plenty, we might soon be pretty short and may have very scant Christmas dinners if the boat doesn't come.
These are the worried words of young mother Emily McCorkle Fitzgerald, who arrived in Sitka in 1874, not long after the U.S. purchased Alaska from Russia, when her husband, Dr. Jenkins Fitzgerald, who she affectionately referred to as Doctor, was stationed here as a military surgeon. Emily documented her experiences in Sitka in the letters she wrote to her family in Pennsylvania. Emily's family saved those letters, passed them down through generations, and finally donated them to the Sitka Historical Society and Museum in 1980. When the Fitzgerald family arrived in Sitka, many Americans still considered Alaska a foreign and largely unsettled place. Emily's December letters give a glimpse into what Christmas was like in 1870s Sitka.
December 29th, 1874. I believe I am going to tell you about our Christmas. Doctor went down to the store and found that he had just gotten a box of toys on the boat, and he wanted to buy all he could get his hands on for Bess. I had to stop him, for he was going to buy her things that would have lasted about 5 minutes. It was a small box of toys and a miserable assortment, of course. At last he bought a set of dolly furniture. That would have lasted less than 5 minutes, for she would sit on the chairs until I put it away. A set of wooden dishes. He gave a dollar and something for them. A dolly and a tin horse. The furniture had little upholstered chairs. Such a thing for Bess. But Doctor was worried about her being sick and felt he wanted to get her all he could in Sitka. Doctor and I mourned together over not having anything for each other. But when I got up in the morning, I found an envelope pinned to my pincushion with a $20 gold piece in it. What pretty things they are. I have two now and mean to keep them to buy something pretty with.
Emily's writings were to reach far beyond Sitka, as she would later write about her family's journey from Pennsylvania to the American West, where her husband was stationed after Sitka to support the Army's presence in the Nez Perce War in Idaho.
December 26, 1875. Our Christmas passed off very pleasantly. We lighted up our Christmas tree on the afternoon before, and we had all the babies together. Indeed, the whole garrison was here, but my tree was particularly the baby's tree. Doctor is so nice about such things. He took such pains with the tree and such interest in it on the children's account. I had pretty little presents for them all, at least except the little babies, as the rubber toys for them have not arrived. You'd be surprised to see how many little things we got up out of nothing. Little bits of ribbon and bright cardboard and little picture frames. Then Doctor made me some of the cutest rustic frames with his saw, and I framed some of the little gem chromos. I had two or three neckties I found I could spare, and as we were short of Christmas gifts, I made use of those. You can't imagine how pretty they looked on a tree, tucked up in loops and just drawn under a round scallop paper. They looked like bouquets. A pink one looked like a great big rose. I made some of the lovely big stars to ornament my tree by cutting them out of cardboard and covering both sides with sheet lead, then pinching it down at the edges to make it hold. Doctor made candlesticks and just got the loveliest tree in the neighborhood. The trunk was wrapped with green, and Bess's little dishes were set out on a table under it. That pleased the children awfully, and they had a tea party under the tree while we big folks ate cake and talked.
Come Christmas morning, when the eyes of children light up with wonder upon seeing presents under the tree, perhaps you'll take time to think back to how much things have changed and how much things have not changed. And remember to thank all those who came before us to make Sitka the special place it is. The Sitka Historical Society extends holiday greetings to all Sitkans and their families. May your lives be blessed, and Christmas still hold the wonder it did for you as a child, as it did for Emily McCorkle and her children over 100 years ago.
This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.